Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. Today is
AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. Today is Monday, May 21st, and where has the days gone? I mean, we're in the fifth month of the year 2012, and that year is almost over. So with that, as we begin to approach the halfway mark, and as we start our first campaign or end our first campaigns into our new redistricting, I felt that it was very fitting for us to talk about the facts. And the facts is, again, understanding our Avon business and then setting goals once we have the understanding of what it is that we're doing in terms of our business and looking towards the future to set the goals so that we can make sure that we attain those dreams and goals in which we either first set when we first became an Avon representative or new goals that we have set for ourselves. Many of us have decided to become an Avon representative because either you had went on the internet and expressed an interest, you either picked up the telephone and called that Avon number to express an interest in becoming an Avon representative, or someone, and that's the person you should thank, offered the opportunity for you to become their business partner. Donna Reed Mitchell is one of the people that we see in the new commercials that are advertising on TV for Avon, talking about a career as an Avon representative. And as many of you know, I was away this week, last week, and I have to first thank Gillian Clark for taking over and doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And while I was in Dominican Republic, I had the opportunity to watch TV, and I was just so thrilled to see an Avon representative commercial asking those potential viewers to become an Avon representative. And, of course, it was the advertisement that featured Donna Reed Mitchell. So, before we go into goals, I'd like to read an article that I had found on the internet that had talked a little bit about Donna Reed's success. And I'm not going to read the whole interview because I believe it was like three pages, but I'm going to read just really the question and two of the questions, and then her three ways that Donna stays focused. This article was found in Essence magazine, and it's written in the form of an interview, and it reads, Essence, which is the person who's asking the questions, the magazine. When you first started selling Avon in 2003, you worked as a beautician. This was a side hustle that netted $100 a month. Within 2 years, you were selling Avon full time. Now you run a $3.8 million business, and you earn more than $100,000 annually. Tell me about your success. Now, that thing that's very great, really telling. Within 2 years of becoming a full time Avon representative, 2 years after signing that application, and then. Now today, fast forward years, whatever year this article was written, her business was managed to do a $3.8 million in sales, and that she earned $100,000 a year. I mean, how many people on the phone, on the radio, who's listening to this show today, would like to make $100,000 a year? And it's doable. you know, you may not want to, you may not do it as fast as a Donna Reed Mitchell, but certainly it is very doable. I don't know if people know her whole story, but Donna Reed Mitchell is from Yonkers, New York, and she became an Avon representative shortly after her husband decided to end their marriage, and she left her with a toddler and an infant and no transportation. And here's a woman who would hit the streets with a baby carriage, which she would put her, obviously her child, but as well as her Avon books, and she walked the community. And fast forward, she is a great success story. So the point of the matter is that all things are possible if you apply yourself, and certainly she has built a tremendous business. So Donna Reed Mitchell has answered the question. I had a clear business plan. Again, I had a clear business plan, and I was determined to increase my commission and reach my goals. To earn more, I doubled my hours to 20 per week, distributed more brochures, and set weekly goals for how many new team members I should add to my business unit. I had to be very disciplined in putting my plan into action, and I taught my team members to do the same. Each one should teach one, and this is what we talk about Avon when we talk about mentoring. This is why we get the Avon checks, because we are mentoring. We are sharing the opportunity, and then we are mentoring our team. And this is what Donna Reed Mitchell had done. She did the same. Our goal this year is to exceed $4 million in sales. And this, when I met Donna Reed Mitchell, I believe she had exceeded that goal. I think her goal was they've made $4.5 million a year before last. In this business, it's about trying to make as much as you can. The second question that was asked, this is the last question in which I'm going to read. It says, this is the question asked by Essence Magazine. What do you love about working as a full-time entrepreneur? I really cannot stress this enough to certainly the members of my team and the people who I interview, that this is a business. This is your business. And so Donna Reed Mitchell answers, I've had so many dreams come true. 2.5 years after working in my business full-time, I moved from a one-bedroom apartment to a four-bedroom home. I bought my first car, and I started to travel with my children several times a year. This is something, in fact, each and every representative who is listening to this radio show can accomplish. There are three ways Donna stays focused. One, I hope I can read this. You know, I have my glasses in the dark. Donna, she plans in cycles. Very important. She plans in cycles. I break down my yearly plan to 90 days, 60 days, 30 days, weekly, and then daily. When I wake up, I know that I have to stick to the game plan if I want to win, Reed Mitchell says. Now, you can sit down with your Avon district manager, and they will certainly sit down with you and work out the 90-day plan with you. And it's so important because you need it. That's your roadmap. That will show you what is at the finish line, and what is at the finish line is what your ultimate goal is, and the steps along the way is the 90-day plan so that you can achieve that goal. The next thing she states is number 2, chart the progress, and I've heard this all time and time again. And you can do this anyway, whether you do it on your computer, you get a notebook, or whatever. But it says, every week, review your goals. Check off those you accomplish and focus on the tasks for the coming week. For Donna Reed Mitchell, doing progress reports keeps her accountable. And, you know, don't be afraid to set your goals high because, as my district manager always says, you know, reach for the sky. And if you happen to fall and land on the star, it's still okay. So, you know, you really have to chart your goals because sometimes we get so caught up in our daily lives and we're doing this and we're doing that and we don't realize the things that we have done in the course of a day or week and a month. But if you see that on paper and say, wow, I've done a lot. I really have accomplished a lot. Number three. Again, this is three ways Donna stays focused. This is the third and last thing. Celebrate the win. If you pitch a client successfully or hit a sale target, treat yourself. For Reed Mitchell, it is usually a spa day. But if she meets her business goals this August, she upgrades to a Sony Vallo F-Series, notebook PC with a built-in camera for Skype, which cost, at the time, $1,200. But I shared with you on other radio shows that one of the things that I treat myself to, and that is my little Chinese food on Friday. So, you know, you reward yourself. You know, celebrate your win. And if you have family members who are a part of your success, then share that success, that win with them as well. Maybe you want to take your whole family out to dinner. It doesn't have to be anything fabulous. It could just simply be going to a Chinese food restaurant or taking them to amusement park or taking them to the movie theater. Then the next thing it's amazing the things you can find on the Internet. And again, we're sticking with goal setting because, again, we're going in our second campaign of our new redistricting. And with that, we're setting new goals. And we're in a new quarter. And I just like to congratulate all of those individuals on the Bravo team or any team that has reached the goal of the top 100. Continued success to each and every one of you. Now, I want to talk about Avon. I'm going to read this verbatim. Selling Avon from your home is a livelihood for its 5 million worldwide representatives. Again, selling Avon from home is a livelihood for 5 million worldwide representatives. Independent contractors for Avon enjoy the flexibility of working at home or their own schedule, and they get to interact with others every day. Excuse me. Even though Avon is a flexible opportunity, each representative is running her own business with the support of a headquarters contractors. Should treat Avon as a serious business venture. I'm going to read that again. Even though Avon is a flexible opportunity, each representative is running her own business with the support of headquarters. Contractors should treat Avon as a serious business venture, and as such, a strong business plan is a must. You can't do any business without a business plan. You can't operate through life without some kind of a plan. For those of us who went to college, and you know, you would sit down when you first went to college, you sit down with your guidance counselor or your college advisor, I should say, and they would map out your plan for success and reaching the goal of graduation. Same thing here with your Avon. You have to have a business plan. So number one, describe the business you will be operating and make sure you understand how a direct sale company like Avon operates. You should have all the information before you and understand the company's policies, understand your product line, understand your success structure, and this will help you become very knowledgeable in your Avon business, and this will help you towards your success. You should also find out how many representatives there are in your area, along with how many other people are selling cosmetics. Analyze whether or not you have a big enough market to support another representative. And as we know, Avon does, but you should still know your competitors. You still should know all the people in your community who's doing what you're doing. When you do a business plan, they always tell you to do that. You should always know your competitor and know what they are doing and do it better. But, you know, you should always know what people are doing, especially with your Avon representatives. Get to know your Avon representatives in your community. And how do you get to know them? You learn about them by going to Avon meetings, and we talked about how important that is. And then create a partnership with that person, that you may make that person an accountability partner. This way you can feed off of each other, because sometimes we need to brainstorm with someone or to vent. Because I don't care what you're doing, whether it's work or whether you have a business, whatever business you do, sometimes you have to vent or to brainstorm. So it's always good to know the representatives in your area and share a relationship. You know, you should outline how you plan to run your business. Decide if you will focus on the catalogs, shows, home presentations, or a combination of both. You may want to be the master of fundraisers. I know that Ellen Edwards from my team just had a very successful fundraiser, and she's looking forward in doing other future fundraisers. Make a list of potential customers and take a survey of them to gauge their interest in Avon products. You know, you just sit down. And I know a lot of us, when we first started out, we were so excited with our Avon product. We just boom, like out of a cannon. We were just out there running and just nonstop. And, you know, we just take this moment, pause, sit down and write down all your customers. That's one of the things that I did. I sat down and I wrote out all of my customers, took all my little old receipts, and I wrote all my customers down with their telephone numbers and names. And then what I did, I went to Staples and I bought those the Rolodex card, and I put their names on those Rolodex cards. And then one of the things I'm going to do, I'm going to call my customers and rotate those cards, the Rolodex cards, into my file. So this way I'm always touching base with my customers. So you want to make sure you – and then what I'm going to do is not only just touch base with them, but I'm going to sit down, I'm going to call each one of my customers and sit down and make an appointment with them and go over the Avon books thoroughly and tell them about some of the new product, because some of them I had not had opportunity. Certainly they get my email blast that Avon sends out every day at 12:01, but certainly people love that one-on-one opportunity. And certainly when I go, I will go there with samples, maybe my own new or whatever that I have. And I would suggest that you all do that. Sit down, reanalyze your customers, see what's new in their life. See if they need new perfume. They may have a new boyfriend, or they may have a new job, and they may be looking for a new look. And this would be a great opportunity to expand on the products in which they already receive. Look at your finances. Determine how much you are selling to invest in your startup business. Well, we all know that Avon is a $10 startup business. But, you know, for myself, as an Avon representative, one of the things I decided to do early on was I knew I wanted to be a vendor. So I took in the starter kit, and I mentioned those people who I recruit, that there's two starter kits. There's a $49 starter kit, and it's a $199 starter kit. So I bought the $1.99 starter kit, and then I went to the dollar store and I bought a pretty pink plastic tablecloth, and I put little like artificial flowers as a centerpiece, and that's how I would display my Avon table with some of the Avon literature, and that was my display. So my investment was on $1.99, and I've known people who have invested even more than that, but you don't have to have but as an Avon representative, all you're really entitled to are required to invest is the $10. So you know, do what is ever comfortable for you. Now that the summer is here, I'm going to order a lot more products and keep on my inventory, like the deodorants and the Skin So Soft and the bug spray, etc. Determine how long it would take you to break even and start making money. Once you start your business, you will need to order business supplies, samples, and products to go with your business or get your business off the ground. So for those people who are in my downline, who I personally recruit, I always offer them the opportunity to go to Vistaprint and order free business cards to start them off. And I also encourage them to go into their back office, which is youravon.com, go under business tools, and then order things, especially all the free things. You should order the free receipt books. I tell them to buy the plastic brochure hangers so you can put them on people's doors. I like to have the plastic covers to keep my personal brochure nice and neat. And I also ordered that little order cover, which comes with a pen. But make sure you order the proper supplies so that you can, and make sure you order the bags and stuff. And especially during the holidays, I always like to invest in a lot of the pretty bags, because I find that many individuals who receive Avon products when it's delivered, they love to get something, receive their product and something that looks very pretty. And sometimes I even put matching tissue paper or off-color tissue paper in the bag. And I also invest in some baskets, because during the holiday season, like, for example, Father's Day is coming, I'm planning on making some Father's Day gift baskets. Okay, and determine how long it would take you. Oh, I'm sorry. Study sales information from your mentor if it's available. This should give you an idea of potential sales. So, you know, people who are in my downline, I always send them email blasts. I also send them a newsletter. I encourage people to read. I always Google things about Avon. I get on the Avon webinars. I listen to the Avon calls. I attend the various Avon meetings. And then when we get our What's New magazine, I definitely make sure I read those publications that are sent to us in our supply box. And I would encourage people to do the same. Seven. Brainstorming. Oh my God, how important is that? Because first of all, we don't know everything. So the best thing to do is to talk to help people. I don't know if anybody's watching Dancing with the Stars, but it's fierce. But anyway, if anybody who has a person who they can sit down and brainstorm with, they don't necessarily have to be an Avon, but someone who's in sales, you know, you can run things by them. You know, this is what I want to do. What would you suggest? And you'll be surprised with the feedbacks or additional information that you would get that would help your business, things that you probably didn't even think of. So brainstorm and advertise ideas to promote and sell your products. Think outside of the box and make a list of the ideas you have. Set goals for advertising and the number of parties you wish to have each month and the volume of products you want to sell. So, you know, so again, you have to set goals. Again, project your monthly earnings and expenses for the first for your you know, each year. Figure out how much you want. Again, figure how much you want to make, and back it into the number. So again, if you want to make $500 a month, let's say $400. If you want to make $400 a month, then that's my dog. If you want to make $400 a month, then you know you have to make $100 a week. And then you can break that down into 5 days or 7 days, depending on how many days you are willing to work each month. Find concrete costs for your business expenses and estimate the other costs and earnings by talking to other representatives in your area. There's certain things that you may have to buy to help promote your business. For example, I mentioned a couple of things, tablecloth, buying the tools, the business tools like the shopping bags and things like that. And like for myself, I do vending, so I have to put that expense in that every time I go to place and vend. Ink when I print things out of my printer, things of that nature. So, you know, I hope that you found this information to be very helpful. I just want to recap. Rethink your Avon business. Treat your Avon business again, and I'm going to read that part again. Treat your Avon as a serious business venture. And, you know, certainly you can incorporate your family and helping you with your as you succeed your goal, and to make sure that you set goals. I cannot stress that enough. You have to set goals. So with that, everyone, I wish you a great and successful week, as always. If you have questions with these, anything that was said this evening, you know, please feel free to contact me at pat@nyelite.com. I'll be more than happy to share this information with you, and even the article, I can send that to you as well. If you send me your email and just simply say send me the article, and then certainly call your district manager and ask her to help you with your 90-day plan. Okay, guys, so again, have a fantastic week, a successful week. Start today working on your goals, and I wish you all the best. God bless everyone. Take care.